Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Author Bill Lee Curtis says his mission through his writing is to establish God's kingdom on earth and provide for all true believers right up to the day of Armageddon, and to see the joy on the faces of those who from his work will find the Lord. His books are opening eyes and changing lives. The True Witness, Revelation, The Rising of the Sun, explains all 22 chapters of the book of Revelation, plus some called The True Witness. Enoch, Satan's War Dogma Against Christ, the one and only message that can and will unite humanity, has been referred to as a mandatory two-book series for all groups of mankind and the most important two-book series in 1824 years. And acclaimed author Billy Curtis is our guest on This Week in America. Billy, welcome to the program. So much to talk about. It's great to have you with us on the program today.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Rick.
Let's do some background here. First of all, let's talk about research, and then we'll get into what exactly is Revelation and the importance of what you're doing with these books. What kind of research went into this? I know you've spent years looking into this topic.
Yeah, well, I've studied the Bible cover to cover and a whole bunch of other books, and I've watched literally tens of thousands of hours of videos and read one article after another. So I'd like to think that I'm competent and that I'm thorough.
Well, it certainly seems that way. You lay everything out, don't you? I mean, everything is there. In fact, you start the one book you talk about, in regard to Bible dogma, giving your personal opinions and beliefs is forbidden and apostasy. In fact, more than 90% are guilty of this, and they must repent. Let's talk about this. When we start talking about Revelation, we see one theory, one interpretation after another, depending on what ministry you're talking to. Talk about the importance of getting the accurate message out there.
Well, for one thing, the message has been suppressed, and most people have never seen the truth. And that's exactly what I'm trying to change, because since Emperor Constantine legalized Christianity, he infused it with Greek mythology and, you know, and paganism. And it's, you know, it's my responsibility as a Christian to perform the Great Commission and to make sure that everybody gets to see the truth, because we have hard times that are coming ahead. And I enjoyed doing this work. It was painstaking, and it was a pleasure to do, and it's a pleasure to serve the Lord.
Well, you've done it so well, and again, it has to be painstaking as you're going through the books, all of the work that you put into this to make sure that you're, in fact, totally accurate. Let's start. What is the Revelation? We hear so many terms thrown around out there. Sometimes it's difficult to exactly grasp the concept and what we're talking about here.
Well, it's just an unveiling of the truth. Like I said, the truth is suppressed. But if you have the right heart condition, the Lord will let you see the truth. There's not a man alive that can just read the Bible and understand it, because it's veiled to begin with. Matthew 13:3-34 and Mark 4:34 both tell you that the Bible is veiled. And so it really just takes having the right heart condition. It takes doing God's will, because you will not be allowed to see the truth unless you actually do God's will also. It's a twofold thing.
You say at the beginning of the book, the Bible is not to be interpreted, but discerned. Talk about that, because that is so important. And again, it goes back to interjecting personal beliefs and opinions, because we see that happen so often. Talk about the difference between interpretation and discernment.
Well, for one thing, 2 Peter 1:20 applies in this situation. The Bible is not open to any private interpretation. Okay, but when it comes to discernment, it's just a matter of understanding. Interpretation is where you start playing around with words and you start changing things around. And there's a lot of different denominations that do this to their own peril. And it's one of those things that I'm trying to help correct in these books. And everything in there, I made absolutely certain that it was just absolutely correct.
And that's what's so impressive. Billy Curtis is our guest on the program, talking about the books, The True Witness of Revelation, The Rising of the Sun, and Enoch, Satan's War Dogma Against Christ. Both books available at barnesandnoble.com, for example, the usual places. Billy's website is billcurr.com. It's billcurr.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And getting this right is so important. And what's interesting, this is not somebody saying something and we sort of have to take their word for it. You back it up with scripture and do that so remarkably well. There are a lot of books written about the revelation out there, and we'll talk about that in a second, a lot of false information that's out there. How is your book different, and what are some of the myths that are out there that we really need to stay away from, to not follow?
Well, the way I look at it is you have to get the information correct, you know. And if you don't get the information correct, like you said, there's a lot of myths out there. I debunk one apostasy after another in The True Witness of Revelation. There must be two or three dozen that I do that too. A lot of the myths that are out there, they do have some pagan connections. They take different countries and apply them wrong. You know, they do a lot of different things. It's really hard to put it all in a nutshell.
And it's so important to get it right. In fact, let's talk about the importance of that. A lot of people have probably been misled intentionally or unintentionally. That brings about serious consequences, doesn't it?
Yes. It's called Wormwood, Revelation chapter 8. In that chapter, it talks about a star, Wormwood, is going to come down in the end time. And all Wormwood is apostasy. That's all that it means. Wormwood is a plant, and it's a bitter plant, and it grows in water, and it makes the water bad. Remember, Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will give you living water to drink." Good, clean water. You know, spiritual water.
Yes.
You know.
What was it about this topic, and we'll talk about the two books and how to best use those, but what was it that made you dedicate basically a good portion of your life, 13 years of serious research to put this together? What was it about this? What message were you receiving to work on this that was your motivation?
Well, that's the easiest question to ask on the earth. I love the Lord. I've always loved the Lord. And, you know, it matters to me that people get to see the truth, you know?
Well, and you do that, and you've mentioned that the goal is saving the world. These books literally are that important, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are the most important two-book series in the end time generation. It's a full Christian education. It's a full training. It'll train anyone, and before you are halfway through, as long as you look up every scripture as you go, before you even get halfway through, the Lord Jesus is going to show up in your life, and that most people will have a spiritual experience. And there is an army of 200 million people coming. Now, there's three different prophecies that are attached to my work. One of them is Matthew 24:14. And that's this gospel will be preached as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Another one is Daniel 11:33, the few will educate the many. And the last one is Revelation 9:7-11. I call myself the spiritual father of Revelation 9:7-11 because I'm the only one I know of.
Okay, that makes sense. Billy Curtis is our guest on the program. The books, The True Witness of Revelation, and Enoch, Satan's War Dogma Against Christ. Let's talk about how to most effectively use these. People that are listening, it's like, I really want to get Billy's books, find out more. And by the way, his website is billcurr.com. Information there. You can Google the books available at Barnes & Noble, and we've got information on our website as well. What's the best way to read these books? Which book should we start with?
you should start with the Enoch book and you should read the preamble. I call it my preamble in there. That, see, I only started out, I got tired of hearing people cite the book of Enoch 1 as though it were scripture. It is apostasy. I got tired of it. I seen one Christian after another do it, so I did something about it. But and I did all 105 chapters, chapter and verse. But I figured while I was at it, why not just debunk all apostasy? So in my preamble, if you read that first and you study everything in that preamble, you understand actually what's going on. I mean, for example, my all things being equal graph, that is an important graph. It helps you understand the from the beginning to end, you know, from when God created the earth until Armageddon happened and God's kingdom is going to be here. It helps you understand the situation. For example, Christ, he was anointed king for 3.5 years, but he was bereaved of his rule. Well, that's 3.5 years. Satan's rule is going to be 3.5 years. So it's equal. The same as the 6,000 years of creation in 2 Peter 3:8 unlocks that for you because it lets you know that one of God's days is 1,000 of our years. So that's the key to unlock it. Okay?
Yes.
So God's creation was 6,000 years, and then he gave man 6,000 years to rule. And there's multiple fulfillments. There's parallel fulfillments. The Satan inverts God's kingdom when he does his thing. So if you study that graph, you will understand everything that you need to know about what's really been going on and what's going on. And I even give the date to Armageddon, and that's based on the year 30 CE being the year that Christ died for our sins. So based upon that, Armageddon is April 19th, 2030 at sundown.
Now, you are precise with that. You said 2030 at sundown.
April 19th, 2030 at sundown.
Okay.
On Passover. The Lord always delivers his people on Passover. He's done it twice already. Remember the Passover in Egypt, the Passover at the Eucharist, and then he's going to do it again at the Passover at Armageddon. So the Lord always acts in accordance with those seven festivals, you know, the tabernacles, Pentecost, you know, all of those.
Yes.
He always acts in accordance with them because it wasn't just for the Jews. It was the actual plan of salvation to save all of humanity for all time.
That seems like 2030. You think, okay, we've got a few years, but as quickly as time goes, it will be 2030 before we know it. How should we prepare? What do we need to do now so that we're prepared for 2030?
Joseph's warehouses. That's what I call it. You do need to be a prepper. You do need to prepare yourself. You always have to stay spiritually awake. Where the mark of the beast is, should be here in about a year and 3 months. It is according to my graph and my 7 year span until Armageddon. According to that, the 7 years is going to start 2023. And, so the mark of the beast is going to start then. And then, you're going to have the Great Tribulation on Tabernacles in 2027, then, of course, Armageddon 2030.
All of this in Billy's books, Enoch, and then the True Witness of Revelation. And we're talking about the preamble in Enoch, and it's got all things being equal, the graph that's there in the preamble. It's got dates. It's got all of this information. When people read this book, it really is life-changing if they read and understand and follow what the wisdom that you're sharing, the knowledge that you're sharing. What has this been like for you? What has this impact been on your life as you've done the 13 years of research and in writing these two books? What impact has this had on you?
Well, I've paid a price, to be honest with you. I've had over 200 demonic encounters. I preach on YouTube. I channel hop on YouTube, And I've been preaching to, you know, people on there for 5, 6, 7 years, something like that. So, you know, I've paid a price. I've faced death, ruin, and prison. I know that things are going to get worse for everyone. And by the way, the Antichrist is Jared Kushner.
Now, let me soak that in there for a second. Okay.
Daniel 9:27 and 11:30 both prove that he's the Antichrist. He is in charge of the peace tree. That's one of the two scriptures.
Oh, yes.
And he owns Lucent Technologies. Lucent Technologies is the mark of the beast, and they will be putting it in people's hands. So I am trying to prepare people for what's coming. You know, there's only so much you can do. It's going to be the worst time in human history. So the best thing that I can do is just try to do my best to save as many souls as I can. I like to help people. You know, I care about people. And the Lord, he doesn't make mistakes when he picks his servants. There's a reason why he picks his servants, because they have the right heart condition and, you know, and they do the will of God. So there's a reason why I am what I am. God don't make mistakes.
We've got a couple minutes left, going by so quickly. Billy Curtis is our guest on the program, author of the books The True Witness of Revelation, The Rising of the Sun, and Enoch, Satan's War Dogma Against Christ. Billy's website is billcur.com. Book available, barnesandnoble.com, other places. Information on our website. In the couple minutes we have left, what kind of reaction are you getting? You're bringing very specific messages and warnings, alerts, alarms out to people, as you can tell in listening. The specificity that you have in what you're talking about, all backed by Scripture. What kind of reaction are you getting?
Well, I read my reviews, and they were sparkling. I loved it. I read them like 20 times.
I don't blame you.
I'm a little obsessive, I guess.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing
but
wrong with it.
Go ahead.
No, I just, because there's nothing wrong with that. And when you're helping people and they understand that and they're there and receptive, that has to be rewarding, that all of this extensive work that you've done is actually paying dividends then, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of going slow. They're supposed to be putting my books in 11 bookstores, and the holidays kind of drug it out a little bit. And the one lady, she had a baby, so she's been out for a month. So I'm kind of eager to have my books in bookstores, because I really want people to see these books. I want it to change lives and save people, because, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to die. For example, Revelation 11:19, it talks about beheadings. It's prophecy. And they imported, supposedly, in 2014, 30,000 guillotines through Mexico. So before people die, I want as many people to get a chance to read the books as possible, because I don't want people to die and never have a chance to see the true gospel.
A minute or so left here. What is your takeaway? I think you sort of summed it up well, but as people are reading, what do you, there's a lot here to absorb in both the books. What do you hope people take away after reading your two books?
I hope that it frees them, because almost everything that Christians are taught from the time that they are born is lies. For example, the seven deadly lies: hell, rapture, Trinity, apostolic succession, Judaism, crosses, you know, Sabbaths. Those are all lies. I call it the seven deadly lies. I coined it. If you just corrected those seven things, you would get to 90-95% of the Christians. All that, just those seven lies right there, would take care of most of the problems that people have with their beliefs. You know,
that's so staggering. What's the best way to check and see if what you are being, I was going to say fed, that's probably not the right word, but what you've been taught, whether you're in church and listening to the pastor, whether you're watching a TV ministry and they're fundraising on all of these topics, How do you go about finding out if what you're hearing is the truth, whether it's a lie or a myth that's being told?
Acts 17:11, search the scriptures to see that things are true. Now, a lot of things, like I said, Constantine, he fused Christianity with mythology. For example, hell, it comes from Greek mythology. God does not punish people forever. Hell comes from the word Hades, meaning the abode of the dead. That's the common grave of mankind. Trinity comes from sun worship. And it started out in Babel with Semiramis, Nimrod, and Tammuz, and it made its way all the way down into the church. And so you got 90-95% of the Christian churches today teaching just those two things right there, which are lies. And so you basically, you got to read the scriptures, you got to consider the source. Knowing some history does help. You need to know the story of Nimrod and Semiramis and how this all happened. I pretty well discuss all of these things in the book to try to, you know, give a full background on everything so that people understand exactly what's been going on and they will be free. That's all that really matters. Their paradigms will change, and their eyes will open, and they will, you know, they will see the world for what it really is, and that's all that I want.
A very important place to start that will open your eyes and open your mind and will be so beneficial to your life are the two books that Billy has written. Once again, The True Witness of Revelation, The Rising of the Sun, and Enoch, Satan's War Dogma Against Christ. Both books available at barnesandnoble.com, other places as well, published by Infused Media. Billy's website is billcur.com. You can get all the information, order the books there as well. And, of course, we'll have the information as well on our website. Billy, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, doing very important work. I really appreciate you being on the program, sharing this life-altering, life-saving message with so many people. Thank you for being on the program today.
It's been my pleasure, Rick, and God bless you and all you people who are listening to this channel.
Thank you. It's Billy Curtis. Once again, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Bill's website, very simple, billcur.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.